The Life of St. John of the Cross by Father Pascasius Hertz, OCD, Neil Obstadt, Father Alexis Cole, OCD, Father Joseph Mary of the Immaculate Conception, OCD, Imprimatur James Cardinal Gibbons, Archbishop of Baltimore, September 1919. Chapter 1. The Birthplace and Family of Our Holy Father. Our Holy Father was a Spaniard, born at Ontiveros, a noble village of Old Castile, in the diocese of Avila, and not far from that city. His father was Gonzalo de Yepes, whose family gave its name to an ancient village in the vicinity of Toledo. His mother, Catalina Alvarez, was a native of Toledo. Though Gonzalo de Yepes belonged to a rich and noble family, we shall find him in a very humble condition, working as a poor weaver. It came about in this wise. When his father died at Yepes, he was taken by one of his uncles, a rich merchant, to Toledo, and employed in the business of the house. This took him on frequent visits to Medina del Campo, at that time a very flourishing city. Gonzalo was accustomed to break his journey at Ontiveros, lodging at the house of a widow of Toledo who had in her charge a friendless orphan named Catalina Alvarez. Gonzalo admired her virtues, especially her innocence and fervent Catholic devotion, qualities which he esteemed more than all the riches of the world. Without consulting his family or even speaking a word on the subject with his kindred, Gonzalo made Catalina his wife. This, in the opinion of his relatives, was a family disgrace. They disowned him, abandoned him entirely. Thenceforth, he was an outcast, as poor as his penniless wife. Remembering that Saint Joseph, descendant of a royal scepter, spouse of the Queen of Heaven, and foster father of the Son of God, wielded a plan, Gonzalo very simply accommodated himself to his wife's estate, and learned from her the art of weaving silks and brocades. But his gains were so scanty that poverty came upon him like an armed man. In the penury and toil of their life at Ontiveros, three children were born to Gonzalo de Yepes and Catalina Alvarez, Francis, Luis, and our Holy Father, St. John of the Cross. The charitable widow who had been a mother to the motherless Catalina Alvarez died, and the poverty-stricken family no longer received from her the help to which they had been accustomed. Then Gonzalo fell ill, and after lingering in pain for 2 years, died, leaving to his children the sole inheritance of an unsullied name. He had lived a good and pious life, in patience and humility, conforming himself to the will of God. His widow, in great distress of mind and body, visited his relatives and implored help on behalf of his orphan children, but in vain. Returning to Ontiveros, she earned their bread with her own hands, John, the youngest, being an infant, still in arms. In later years, her heroism was rewarded by the love and veneration of our Holy Mother, St. Teresa, who commanded the Carmelite nuns of Medina del Campo to care for her till death. They cherished her most tenderly, and after her death buried her among the deceased sisters of the community. In spite of her poverty, Catalina Alvarez made provision for the education of her children from their earliest childhood. But Luis, the second-born, died in the bloom of his innocence, and Francis, the eldest, made little progress in human learning. Accordingly, his mother set him to the weaver's trade, in which he lived and died as did his father before him. For a time they lived in Arevalo, where Francis married Ana Esquerda, and then, in 1551, they moved to Medina del Campo. Francis was 20 years of age when he came to Medina, but he was an old man in grace and goodness, given to mortification and prayer. In summer, like Isaac of old, he spent the nights in the fields praying to God. In winter, he retired to nightfall into some church or, if illness prevented, into a quiet corner of his own home, never dispensing himself, but praying without ceasing. This was his habit all his life, and for this God visited him in visitations and revelations, trances and divine locutions, but never in the wealth of this world. He had 8 children. 7 died in infancy. 1 became a Cistercian nun in the monastery of the Holy Ghost at Olmedo. Francis outlived his younger brother, St. John of the Cross. He died at midnight on Friday, the feast of St. Andrew, 1607, and then the whole city of Medina del Campo was moved, for he was regarded as a saint. He had wrought miracles and had the gift of prophecy. He had been the poorest man in the city, but the canons of the collegiate church and representatives of four religious orders went to his house to bring him to the church of St. Anna. He was borne on the shoulders of the friars of Carmel and of the canons, the latter doing for the poor weaver what they would not have done for the greatest personage in Spain.